All right, Alexander, we have got some economic news coming out of the UK, and it is not looking good, not looking encouraging at all. What is the latest?
Well, the Bank of England has now increased interest rates by 50 base points, which I think many people expected it would do. So interest rates are now at 1.75%. Note this is a smaller increase than the one that the Fed made. Sterling, the British currency, has fallen. And the Bank of England is predicting double-digit inflation. It says inflation will be 13% in October, and it's also predicting a long and sharp recession. Now, I think that the realities are actually much worse than this, and there's been a think tank that's looked at all of this situation. It says there's going to be a major increase in fuel costs in Britain in October, and it's predicting inflation increases of at least 15% next year. So we are trapped in stagflation, indefinite recession, high inflation, no clear way out, because you look at our political class, you listen to what Rishi Sunak is saying, you listen to what Liz Truss is saying, you listen to the Leader of the Opposition, Keir Starmer. None of them has any way out. Now, look at this from the perspective of the British people. They're going to be hammered by these huge increases in energy costs, and we're talking about 100+% in October. Remember, we had a 50% increase in April. Now we're looking at a 100% increase on top of that this autumn. And reports are that we may actually see continuous increases, even after that increase, every 3 months. Energy costs could be rising. So we have huge rises in energy costs. We have significant rises in mortgage costs. I mean, a rise in interest rates of 50 base points is a big increase in mortgage costs. And British people are very heavily indebted. They're indebted on their credit cards and especially on their mortgages. And of course, all of this in conditions where the economy is in recession, where there are fewer jobs, where there's downward pressure on wages. We're going to see a huge crash in demand. And to be straightforward about this, I think that the Bank of England is greatly underestimating the extent of the recession which is coming.
Shouldn't there be snap elections, given the state of
Yeah, of
things?
course there should. Yeah, absolutely. But of course, we don't want elections
Why
for all
not have
kinds of
snap
reasons.
elections? I mean, I'm not saying that Labour or Starmer
Well,
are
I'll
going
tell
to be
you,
any
I'll.
better, but given the state of everything and the collapse that's coming, shouldn't they reconstitute
Well,
the parliament in some sort of way?
yeah. Well, I'll tell you why they don't want elections. And this isn't just about the Conservatives not wanting elections at this point. Though I think there's a high possibility that elections will come, but I'll explain that in a moment. But the reluctance in calling elections is because no part of the political class has an answer to these problems. This is where we are in such a different position from the one we were in the 1970s, where there was Margaret Thatcher, came along, she had her ideas, she had a vision, she had the force of personality to implement it. The political class, the much of the electorate, closed ranks behind her, and she pulled Britain through that period. You may criticize her for many things, but she dominated that period in British politics and in British history, and Britain came through that crisis in one piece. In part because of the strength of her personality. There is no one like that today. So what an election would do would be two things. Firstly, it would expose the lack of ideas. And in fact, not just the lack of ideas, but the unwillingness of the political class to own and take responsibility for the crisis. But secondly, calling an election risks opening up issues that the political class doesn't want to discuss. What's happening with Brexit, for example? The war in Ukraine, another reason. You know, what is the cause of all this inflation? So much of it can be traced now back to the Ukraine war. You don't want to talk about those things. In an election, it might be difficult not to talk about those things because people are going to ask questions. MPs, when they go and campaign in their constituencies, might find that people are asking them about these things. So they don't want that to happen. Nonetheless, there is a possibility of an election. And the reason for that is this. Liz Truss is going to be our new Prime Minister. I think everybody accepts that. She has no authority because she was not elected to that office by the people. I think there's a fair chance that she's going to look at this situation, say to herself, if I wait much longer, things are going to get very, very much worse. I might as well call the election now before the crisis really takes hold. Starmer is very unpopular. We're running neck and neck with Labour. There's a reasonable chance I could win, and that would at least mean that I would have 5 years as Prime Minister. So, you know, it's possible we will have elections, but the political class as a whole doesn't want them.
5 years of Liz Truss. Is there any chance that elections open up the doors to something new?
Yeah, there is a very real chance that, I mean, I'm not saying it will happen. I mean, the political class will do everything it can, as always, to exclude the dissenters. But there is a risk that people could start, you know, parties could start to form, groups might start to form on the fringes. You might start to see things begin to happen. Now, I have to say this. The situation in Britain is becoming very tense. Now, I showed you those pictures of the food bank, which is still there, by the way. You know, it's not there every day, but it still functions near my house. Now, over the last couple of days, there have been two big street fights near my house. Now, this is, again, I stress this, an affluent area of London. But there was a major fight in a restaurant, and then there was another fight just earlier today. My wife saw it on the streets very close to where I lived, in which a group of men started to fight each other. This is so unusual. I mean, I've never known it to happen before. I've never, you know, seen street fights like this. And now, within a space of a few days, we've seen two. The mood is very tense. People are under enormous stress, as I said, with costs rising. And, of course, it's affecting middle-class people as well now. It's entirely possible that sooner or later something is going to give. So if you call an election now, it's possible that people might start to come from, you know, outside, might start to break into the political system. But of course, the other risk is if that doesn't happen, if it's all bottled up, even as tensions rise in Britain, then of course you could get a big protest movement. We've already got lots of strikes now happening in Britain and things of that kind, but it could be that something a lot more organised and a lot more challenging will appear, and that, you know, might create more instabilities as well.
Yeah, and with winter coming, who knows what surprises lie ahead? I mean, you know, there's a lot of talk about different things happening in the winter, which I can't say on this channel. And then, of course, you have the fact that the UK doesn't give up on its support for Ukraine either, which is money going to Ukraine. So, I mean,
well, indeed.
This is not where you want to be in the beginning of August.
No. I mean, we're in a disastrous position, given that it is only August. I mean, at this time of year, the trend, if anything, for any fuel prices is for them to fall. They're actually, instead, they're exploding. And, you know, if they go ahead with the import ban on Russian oil and the insurance ban on Russian oil, which, to be very clear, won't be effective. It won't stop trade in Russian oil, but it will cause further price increases. It's bound to. It's structured so that it will create those price increases. And this at a time, as I said, when people in Britain are under extreme pressure already. I think sooner or later, this subject of the war and of the economic war against Russia will start to break through. You're starting to see that in Germany. People like, you know, in Germany talking about let's reopen Nord Stream 2. You can see people like Habeck getting heckled when he travels around Germany. So you can start to see that in Germany. It hasn't yet reached Britain, but I think before long it will.
All right. We will leave it there. TheDuran.locals.com and go to the Duran shop. 10% off. Use the code GOODDAY.